time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like $1 million, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Got one. Hey, you know, I think of my life in terms of blessings. You know, I take mostly a positive approach and a positive spin to my life. I hardly ever dwell on, I can't say that I don't think about the what's wrong in it because I have to address problems as they arise, but I try not to let them consume me. I let the consumption part be about the blessings, the positive things that has occurred in my life, the good things that God has done for me, the power that he's displayed in my life, the protection he's given me over the years, to being tucked under his wings. I focus on the things that he promises me. I think of all the goodness that I perceive to come my way. I think that has a lot to do with me learning more and more about the law of attraction in terms of, you know, what you think and what you put out in the space, and what you pray about is what you receive, you know. And so I've become better and better at that. It's not to say that I'm not human and I don't have moments where I think a little bit too long about what's going wrong and what enemy is about to attack and what they're going to do and say and all of this here. So that's not to say that I'm not concerned about it, but I try to dwell mostly on the positive. And one of the things that I learned, you can have an incredible life. All of you, all of us, we can have incredible lives if we just let God drive. See, the problem that I had years ago was I was the driver of my life, and I was taking myself in the directions that I thought would be best for me. And I aimed at things that I thought I could accomplish, and I set goals that I saw myself being able to attain. I was driving. When I gave up and I let God drive, I then opened up my mind and my spirit to what God had for me, for what God could see for me, for what God could do in my life, for what God wanted for me. Now, he wanted for me and he wanted of me. See, that's the connection that you got to try to make. Well, not try. That's the connection that you got to make to really get it. Now, listen to me. What I don't want you to do is do like me. Don't be afraid of the what for, of the what he wants you to do part. See, because that ain't going to be nearly as demanding and as offsetting as you think it's going to be. See, I thought that if I did God's will, that if I let God tell me what to do, that it would cause me to not to be able to do a certain some things I wanted to do. Well, which is true. But the stuff I wanted to do was all detrimental to my well-being and my future and my growth and development as a man. I was stopping my own growth as a man because, see, I was doing what I thought I should do as a man. But when you give it over to God, see, God has a much better plan for you than you can ever have for yourself. And God knows a better way, far better than the one you know. I want you to believe that, man. You got to understand that part of it. And that's the part that I finally got through my head to let God do it his way and to show me a better way and to teach me a better way and expose to me a better way. And when I opened up my mind to what God was talking about, I began to see things totally differently and things started coming to me totally differently. If you've been a friend of mine or a fan of mine over the years, I mean, you've had to see it. The change, you've had to see the difference. I mean, and I acknowledge that every chance I get because I promised God I would, and I hope that I'm not falling short in that category. But then again, if I told it all day long what he done for me, I still wouldn't have enough time to really explain thoroughly what he's done for me because it's such a continuous growth in me. But now, that's not to say that I'm finished or I'm done or I'm complete. Because I'm still short. And that's the cold thing about it, man. See, no matter how good you get at it, you ain't gonna ever be the best you can be. You just not, because you gonna fall short. You can't be him. You can strive for perfection. I hear people saying it all the time. I applaud you for saying you wanna be perfect, but you ain't. And you can't. And you not. And you aren't. And you won't. And you will not. So you quit saying it. You quit saying it to me. Quit saying it to other people. I'm seeking a life of perfection. But it's something that you cannot have because he said you can't do it. But that's what he there for. He there for the moments when you stumble and you fall. And you going to stumble and fall. So you got to get that part right, man. The stumbling, falling part is coming. But see, you get God in your life and it helps you so that you don't stumble, fall, wallow, roll over, lay there, languish. That's what God is for. So when you stumble and fall, you get back up because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get it wrong. You're going to come under attack. You're going to be lied about. You are going to be falsely accused. That's going to happen to you the moment you make a decision to do better. The moment you try to be more. The moment you try to get it right. The devil got to send his attackers, man, and he controls certain people. He just got people that's on his side 24/7. You know them too. You've all met one or two of them in your life. They just busy with the business of nothingness. They just busy about the destruction of others. You said, I know them. You know them. They coming. But here's what you got to hold fast to. They can't take away nothing from you that God gave you. They didn't make you. See, people who claim to have made you, if they so in the make you business, why don't they make they self? Or if they ain't with you no more and they so busy in the I made you business, why don't they make somebody else? Since you want to get credit for making somebody, make yourself. If you're responsible for someone else's success, then you should easily be able to take claim and be responsible for your own success. See, be careful of that. And don't change your course because somebody's attacking you with that. You keep doing what you're doing. I just hope, man, that I'm giving it to God the way I said I would give it to him, that I would unload every chance I got that I was supposed to without being, you know, oh, here he come again. You know, I try not to be that. But, man, I don't know what else to be for the first 12 minutes of my show. What else you want me to say? I got 4 hours. I can't give God 12 minutes, man. I mean, for real, Steve? Come on, man. I mean, let's look at this right here. It's like, for example, it's like detoxing your body, which is one of the most healthy things you can do for your body, is to detox your system and clean out the pipes and the liver and the blood and get it all together, give your kidneys a break and all like this. Okay, right? Okay. But to detox it properly, it takes 21 days, right? And I hear a lot of people talking about 21 days. I ain't got. But see, hold up, man. If the 21 days out of 360 days a year, you ain't got 21 to straighten yourself out. You ain't got 21 days to give yourself a better shot at health. I mean, that's crazy to me once you wrap your mind around it. See, and so, like, if you give an honor to God just 12 minutes out the day, dog, he gave you 24 hours of luxury and life and breath and hope and promise. You ain't got 12 minutes to give him out the day? That don't make no sense. What an exchange. What a wonderful life God has given me in exchange for so small of effort that I put forth. Don't let the effort you got to put forth to God seem so daunting that you don't attempt to do it. Because, man, it seems like a lot. It ain't nothing compared to what he be giving us, for real. So if you want a real life, you want a real shot at what you can be, what you can have, what you can own, what you can become, who you really are, go to God. Let him fix you, man. That's all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Harvey Morning Show. Yours truly, Janet Brown. We're holding it down. This show right here. This show right here. Today, dedicated. We don't know how you do it. We don't care, but we see it. Dedicated to all the boys and girls, men and women, who wear skinny jeans. We don't know how you get in them. We have no idea how you get in them. But believe me, when you turn 40, your ass won't be able to get them. All right. That's the show right there. Good morning, Shirley Strawberry. What's up with you?
Good morning, Jay. I can get in them. It's getting out of them that's the problem.
Skinny jean wear Colin Farrell. What's up with you?
What's up with you, Jay? Salute to all the skinny jean wearers out there. Ooh, it's a tough job. It is a tough job.
Back from vacation, my man Junior. What's up, Junior?
Good morning, Jay. All that jumping up and down three times to get in. Why?
And he is the king of pranks, y'all. Fool number one.
Yes, sir.
Honey, yes, sir. What's up, man?
I have gotten in them, but I have cut myself out of them.
That's right.
Such bright ideas, huh?
Yes, put them on. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, you get caught up around that ankle, you know, and that heel.
That ain't where they get you at. They get you in
around
the
thigh.
Yeah, right up in there. Right up in there, boy.
We warm in high school, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can wear them. Warm. Yeah.
You remember you used to make them skinny?
Yeah, my girlfriend invented them. I always credited my girlfriend that I went to high school with, Renee, for inventing them. Because she used to always hand sew her jeans.
Uh-huh.
She had real pretty big, long legs. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They look fabulous on her, so she invented them, as far as I'm concerned.
You've credited
But style has an age limit, doesn't it? Like, if you're a certain age, you who said, oh, hell yeah.
I just said, oh, yeah.
Oh, I just said, oh, hell yeah. If you're a certain age, a certain stuff, you just shouldn't wear. It just don't look right. It just
but skinny jeans and leggings are two different things.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, please, no.
Some people just wear leggings.
Present.
Not by themselves.
Yeah, they just wear leggings. I mean, there's a thing called jeggings, you know.
What are jeggings?
They're like jeans that are soft and shaped like leggings.
Heavy
jeggings. They combine the two.
Mm. Have you seen the leggings?
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Yeah.
That's just like being naked with a color on. That's what that looks like.
It does.
Exactly.
Because you see everything. You see everything.
Yeah.
Really?
That's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
men look. Right. Because men look.
We watch. We watch. Oh, we watch.
Don't make note of that.
Mm-hmm. Don't quit wearing them, though. Don't quit wearing them.
No, we ain't seen it wrong with it.
We're looking.
No.
Matter of fact, let's make tomorrow Jeggings Day. How about
Jeggings Day? I like
Jeggings Day. Okay. All right.
See with them Jeggings, girl.
All right, listen. We talk about this a lot. The best way to get unwanted guests to leave, or if we like company or don't like company. Well, coming up, what is the best way to get unwanted guests to leave? That's Inside Something Funny. 32 after the hour is when we'll do that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? You could win a chance to win Steve's grand prize.
I'm going to, like, laugh at Shirley until you say that.
I know, right? It's $1 million up for grabs, people. What you can go to steveharveyfm.com to register so you can play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right, so we...
Tommy, it why is you fun. So quiet?
I know.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm Googling a lot of stuff. I never
know. Oh, you're doing research.
Oh, okay. He's getting ready.
And then I... Woosah!
Woosah! Okay, so we got a question from Steve Harvey FM, guys. It was from yesterday's topic or confession. Remember, Jay, when you said this yesterday that you don't like company, and we were talking about that, right?
No, well, I hate the company, letter. Not don't
yeah.
Like, hate.
You hate it, yeah. Oh, you told us that story, yeah. About people coming to your house, and you were like, when are they going to leave? And they heard you, and everybody left. Well, because they got the message clearly. Well, this came again from Steve Harvey FM. It says, Dear Steve Harvey Morning Show, what is the best way to get unwanted guests to leave? You throw a summer get together, and everyone had fun, but the last couple to leave is lingering, and all we wanted to do was load the dishwasher and go to bed. But how do you get rid of them? It's not an easy thing to do. So according to a recent trending post on Reddit, these are some good tactics for getting rid of unwanted guests or just those who have overstayed their welcome. Okay.
I know how to do it.
Come on, Jay. Okay, what you got?
First of all, I only wear pajamas for this occasion only. You put your pajamas on, mm-hmm. and you put your house shoes on, but yeah. just the tops. You don't put the bottoms on.
Oh, God!
and then you hand them the key and say, when y'all get ready to leave, y'all lock up. But you just have the tops and your house shoes on, right? And say, here mm-hmm. the key, y'all. When y'all get ready. Now, they're going to leave right at that point. But you want to get that sentence out. Hit the key, y'all. Just remember, just the tops, not the bottom.
Ooh,
and your
uncle,
house shoe.
Uncle, I'm out.
Yes. Let me jump in here, Jay.
Go ahead,
let me jump in. When you really want somebody out, Jay, and you got a few people lingering around, go in there and use the bathroom and leave the door wide open.
Oh.
And then ask them to come here. Did that meat mess with y'all? Like
that. Oh, that's the question you gotta ask.
When they come to the door, did that meat mess with y'all?
You gotta yell it. Hey!
Am I the only one?
Did that meat do something to y'all?
That's what I'm talking about.
It
you
want to
get
me.
Rid of somebody. Hey.
What you got, Junior?
I'll tell you one way to get rid of people, and this is the only time pit bulls is good. Let your pit bull out. And let him just walk around. Black people, for some reason, don't really care for pit bulls that ain't theirs. They'll leave in a heartbeat.
Yeah, man, they go. Oh, man, that's Domino cool. got out. Domino's out, man. I'm
Domino. Yeah.
I love it. Let the dogs
Jay,
out.
You hate company.
Yeah.
I know you got more ribbon.
Another one. This one does it every time.
What?
You gotta go downstairs, right? Mm-hmm. Say, look at him. Me and my girl about to go upstairs and hit it. We're going to be pretty loud, all right? y'all can stay down here if you want to, but it's gonna be real loud. And then you get your mate to help you. Oh, Lord, I did it. Ah! You know, and then they'll leave every time.
Got to do it right there.
But start in front of them, though, Jay.
Yeah.
Start the kissing
too
part.
Much.
Start in front
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, start the kissing yeah. part right
Work
in front
your
of them.
Way upstairs.
We're going to take this on upstairs. Y'all can stay if you want to, but we're going to take this on upstairs.
And then you're upstairs hollering at the top of your lungs.
Overdoing it.
Well, I got a question, though.
Yeah.
So what happened to, I got to go to work early tomorrow.
That don't work.
That don't care about that.
Because they know that. They know that. Yeah.
They don't care about that.
Yeah, that happened to me. Yeah. They just stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You got one,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is what you do.
Come on.
You and your baby come out the room in whatever y'all role play in. You understand? Tarzan and Jane. Come on, act like that. Now, if y'all want to hang around, y'all going to have to participate. But that's what we're doing now.
Bunny rabbit ears and tail.
We role playing up in here, baby.
That's too much to see all that.
Yeah, so we're out. That's why we're leaving.
That gets your behind out the house.
That's why
Thank you.
Yeah. That, it worked. Cleaning up. When you start
That ain't drastic enough. Not these days.
Been there, done that. They've tried all that. Yeah.
They help you clean. They help you clean and sit down.
Oh, yeah, they do help you clean. That's true.
But what are they hanging around for?
They have no place to go. They have no place to go. They have no place to go.
They have homes.
No, they don't want to go there. That's why they're here.
They have a chill house.
I love that, Jay.
You know, a really good way to get rid of somebody? Come on. Stage a robbery.
Sound like me, that boy.
You got to have your car stolen in front of everybody. Did y'all hear that? People will leave once stuff start coming up. I don't know what it is, but stage a robbery and watch them leave.
That is extreme, Junior.
Yeah, but they gone, Shirley.
But they're out.
They gone.
I'm out. I know I'm out.
That my car.
Wow. All right, well, those are some of the best ways to get rid of unwanted guests, in case you were wondering. Coming up, it is the King of Pranks with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, listen up. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news, we're going to talk about R. Kelly's new song. But first, we got to talk about this. Did you see the Georgia lawmaker, Jason Spencer, who has been urged to quit Tommy after yelling the N-word several times and dropping his pants? He was pranked. Did you hear me? He was pranked, okay, by Sacha Baron Cohen for his show, Who is America? All right, so King of Pranks. Did you see it, Tommy? Crazy, right?
You know, one prankster bows down to another prankster. He did get him good. a little too far across the line, but it was good.
There's a line.
We didn't know.
There's a prank line.
No.
Oh, please.
I didn't know.
Not in your repertoire. Not in yours.
No. I'm finna go over it right now.
All right, come on, King of Pranks, the real King of Pranks. What you got?
Hot chicks at the church.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling, actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you, actually, about the offering. Now, did you, I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay, now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with Bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now,
what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250, as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute, what do you mean y'all write these checks?
There's a lot of people write
these. My checks are good. I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if
do we?
One clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you, wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank, and if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you write checks? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Who is that she's
calling you? Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you did.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Your is full of Thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church. And you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, you... Bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
I'm gonna spend whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
coming up in there Sunday and... I'm gonna make sure I find your because you the person I wanna see.
You gon'
and you know what? I'm gonna call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm gonna call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this You're talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this
I told pastor when I got, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby. This
what did
is,
you say? What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm
going to
that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's how you do
See?
It.
Okay.
Cross the line. Cross the line. That's what you do.
You
cross
and Sasha.
The line.
Man.
Cross the line. You know you got to cross the line with church folk. ATL,
thank y'all. I want to say thank y'all for coming out to see the nephew go in there and act a doggone fool this past weekend. Didn't we do it? Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And now it's time for one of the biggest comedy clubs in the country. Oh, my God. Stardome, here I come, Birmingham, baby. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets on sale right now, and they almost there. To what? Sold out. You better get it. You better get it, Ham. The nephew is coming like more ignorant than ever before. Like ignorant times 30 times 90. That right that, there. I'm right up
possible?
In there. Yes.
Oh, you're yes. doing arithmetic and multiplication now. You
and I'm carrying one, and they don't even do that no more, Carla. Uh-uh. It's ignorance times 30 times 90 times one. All that.
Wow.
Okay.
Ignoricity. It's ignoricity.
I like that. Ignoricity.
Okay. Ignoricity.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, listen, thank you, nephew. Coming up in entertainment, we're going to talk about R. Kelly, his new song, 19 minutes long, really? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, Baby? Where you'll have a chance to win.
Yeah,
have a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. Yeah. Come on, Tommy,
come
say
on,
it.
Cletus.
Come on, Cletus. You can't play unless you register, though, okay? So go to steveharveyfm.com, register so you can play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, all right? And, of course, who isn't is what I like to say. Now it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for entertainment news. R. Kelly has just dropped an epic, I'm talking 19-minute track called I Admit. Now, this is a track where he speaks on everything, and I mean everything. It's a confessional. It's half an apology and an explanation, and he's doubling down on his bad behavior. Here's a little taste of it.
She said, check what about the tape? I said, hush. I said, my lawyer said, don't say none. But I can tell you I've been set up. I admitted how ever since the first day. That without knowing, I signed my publishing away. I admitted I was young and caught up and so blind, yeah. Said I had dyslexia, couldn't read all the contracts, yeah. And now the truth in this message is I'm a broke-ass legend. The only reason I stay on tour is because I got to pay my rent.
Wow.
Well, how much is your rent?
That's nice for him to mix all the stuff up with some of the other stuff. But some of the other stuff, you just need to go to those people and apologize. And not
that's
sing,
a half apology. Yeah. Is that what that's supposed to be in this song?
Half
is
that
what
that right is? There, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I like R. Kelly a lot. I mean, we all do.
As a musician? He's genius. Yeah.
But, yeah, you're going to mix up your problems with what you just should have been saying I'm sorry to the people you should be saying I'm sorry to.
Yeah. Wow.
That's it. And that's not a dance track.
No. 19 minutes.
But
well,
who got 19 free minutes to hear the whole song, though?
Not me.
I'm right now on minute 3.
Yeah, we gave you In the Closet.
Yeah.
All 199 million episodes of that.
I like what Tommy said. What's going to be the next song? And I'll do it again. What's the next song? Tommy said, what's the next
song? I mean, you know, and in this song, it's like 19 minutes. He addresses Aaliyah. He talks about, you know, the sex cult allegations, how this controversy has impacted him. You know, I don't know if we're supposed to feel sorry for him about his publishing.
That he gave it away at such a young age, his publishing. Yeah. I was surprised he mentioned illiteracy in there.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's been rumored for years and years.
Yeah.
He said it was dyslexia. But interesting, though. Interesting. Yeah.
I
guess he felt he had to. I guess
to
he's
Jesus
feeling disrespected.
Himself. Yeah,
yeah, as an artist.
And he's broke. He said he's broke in there too.
He said he stayed on tour to pay his rent. But how much is your rent though?
You're making big money at night when you do tours, man.
Yeah, that's something. Okay, Jay, Miss Ann is here with more of today's news and headlines. Please introduce her.
It is the news, y'all, with Miss Ann Tripp.
And thank you very much. This is Ann Tripp with the news, everybody. Okay, well, there's a shocking story out of the UK. Police have arrested four men for allegedly staging an acid attack on an innocent three-year-old boy. They didn't even know this kid. Again, this is in the UK. Arrested four men for allegedly staging an acid attack on an innocent three-year-old boy inside of a busy store in Worcester. Of the four men being questioned are ages 22, 25, 26, and 39. The child is being treated for serious burns to his face, and there's no reason why they did what they did on this child. It wasn't their own, didn't even know it. He was walking around the store, and they threw acid on him. In Missouri, an investigation underway into the capsizing and sinking of that duck boat in Branson that left 17 people dead, including nine members of an African-American family. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Scott Stormer explains what they're looking at.
One of the focuses of the investigation certainly is to determine the vessel's condition throughout the casualty.
Authorities are looking to see if boat operators also violated Coast Guard rules about entering the water during a storm. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that. As President Trump trades threats with Iran via Twitter, his administration is reportedly ready to reimpose some new sanctions while urging disgruntled Iranians to organize protests against their government. By the way, Iran's foreign minister is responding to Trump also on Twitter, stating, quote, "Color us unimpressed." Meanwhile, as you may remember, 7 days ago, President Trump said this about whether he believed Vladimir Putin's denial report about Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Then after that, there was a backlash, you remember, from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. And then the president walked that comment back using that double negative defense. Well, I said would, but I didn't mean it. I should have said wouldn't and wouldn't be. And he just kept doing that kind of stuff. But yesterday, the president seemed to turn around once more, attacking U.S. intelligence agencies and calling the Russian meddling investigation a witch hunt. There are calls for Republican state representative's resignation. Georgia Representative Jason Spencer made a TV appearance where he yelled the N-word and pulled his pants down. Spencer featured on an episode of Sacha Baron Cohen's Showtime program called Who Is America? He claims he was tricked and is threatening legal action. The first documented black pro football player is finally being honored. The state of Ohio has approved a tribute for Charles Fallis, who was called the Black Cyclone. That was his nickname. Fallis was signed by the Shelby Blues of the American Professional Football Association in 1904. He was born on February 3rd, 1879. Charles Fallis grew up in Worcester, Ohio. Governor John Kasich has designated February 3rd as Charles Fallis Day. Finally, today is National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
That's right. And some Mexican restaurants are giving away free drinks, apparently. I will be back with more entertainment coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy on the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, let's meet our contestant, baby.
Let's get it. Good morning. Who is this?
Anaya.
Anaya. Where you from, baby girl?
Louisiana.
What you do for a living?
I'm a sitter.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
a home help sitter.
All right, she's smart. She's smart.
Hey, Anaya, you know how to make good gumbo?
Yes, I do. You want some?
Yes. It's all in the roux, ain't it? Ain't it? Is your roux a dark roux or a light roux? How is your roux?
Dark roux.
Yes. Come on, girl. Mm-hmm. No, outside of gumbo, really, honestly. Mm-hmm. You think you smarter than me, for real.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I love that confidence. Wow. Yes, girl. Okay.
Yes, I am.
This is what's about to happen. Shirley is going to ask both of us trivial questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will win. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right, Gumbo. All right. Is it all right if I call you Gumbo?
Can
I call
you? Yes.
All right, Gumbo. Now, I'm going to let Shirley take it from here, but we'll be talking soon, me and you and Gumbo. Yeah.
Bye, stupid.
All right, Anaya, we will call you Anaya. Tommy, get out of the studio so you cannot hear the questions, okay?
I don't want to hear them. I'm going to get some tea. I'll be back. Bye.
Bye. Anaya, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Thank you. Complete this nursery rhyme line. Mary had a little blank.
Lamb.
In what state is the Disneyland theme park located?
Florida.
The NBA team Timberwolves are in which state?
Pass.
The Masters Tournament is a championship game for which sport?
Soccer.
What legendary boxer was featured in the Hangover movies?
Pass.
What is the name of the kids' meal at McDonald's?
Happy Meal.
What is the study of ophthalmology focused on?
Ophthalmology. Pass.
Whitney Houston starred along Kevin Costner in what 1990s hit movie?
I don't know.
Girl. Yeah, you make good gumbo, but that's where it stops.
What you think, Carla J?
Oh, it's going to be tough on you.
It's going to be that tough. I'm going to have to win it.
Jay, if this was a gumbo contest, what you think?
If it was gumbo, she'd win.
All right, when we come back, we'll find out who is the smartest and are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Is it Anaya? Will it be the nephew? We'll find out at 34 after the hour. Anaya!
Anaya!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Let's go.
All right. We have brought Tommy back in the studio and our contestant, Anaya. Tommy, she's really smart.
Okay.
As they all are.
All right.
We're going to see who's smarter. Tommy, are you ready?
I'm trying. Okay. Let me.
All right.
Put your thinking cap on.
That's not.
Hold on. Hey, that's my meditation.
Get back on again. Let me hear it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Complete this nursery rhyme line. Mary had a little...
lamb.
In what state is the Disneyland theme park located?
California.
The NBA team Timberwolves are in which state?
Minnesota.
The Masters Tournament is a championship game for which sport?
Golf.
What legendary boxer was featured in the Hangover movies?
Mike Tyson.
What is the name of the kids' meal at McDonald's?
Happy Meal. I got kids.
What is the study of ophthalmology focused on?
Eyes.
Whitney Houston starred alongside Kevin Costner in what 1990s hit movie?
Bodyguard.
The letters C and N represent a popular TV network. What do the letters C and N stand for?
Well, I've been
time's up.
You're out of time.
She'll be throwing rocks at me.
Time's up.
Wow. You're out of time.
C and N.
Yeah, all right. You know, we got a tally. This is the time we got a
tally.
You got
a tally.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Folks, don't tally.
And see how many
all that.
We add it up.
All right, let's see. All right, complete this nursery rhyme line. Mary had a little lamb. Mm-hmm. In what state is the Disneyland theme park located? California.
Ah, got a home run right there.
Anaheim, California, to be exact. Disney World is in Orlando. Yeah, number three, the NBA team Timberwolves are in which state? Minnesota. The Masters Tournament is a championship game for which sport? Golf.
Augusta, Georgia. Yes, sir.
What legendary boxer was featured in the Hangover movies? Mike Tyson. What is the name of the kids' meal at McDonald's? The Happy Meal. What is the study of ophthalmology focused on? Eyes. Whitney Houston starred alongside Kevin Costner in what 1990s hit movie? The Bodyguard. And finally, the letters CNN represent a popular TV network. What do the letters CNN stand for? We ran out of time, but the answer is cable news network.
I swear, I wouldn't have known. No, I wasn't going to get that one right there.
What were you
doing? And you didn't.
Also, okay. I was going to say CNN.
Wow. And you didn't. And guess what? You didn't.
Oh, wow. Shut up, Jay.
I'm Team Tommy.
We've tallied. Anaya, you got 2 right. You got number 1 and number 6 right. Tommy, you got 8 right.
I'm a genius.
Anaya,
you owe me some gumbo. You owe me some gumbo. Now, how do I get this gumbo from you, Anaya?
You won the gumbo, and I lost the talent.
Yeah.
You she might leave people. Something out of it. She don't know nothing else.
Why are you sitting? You don't want me reading.
Anaya, I still have a $25 gift. I still have a $25 cash gift card for you. All right, baby.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank all you right. for playing. Oh, you're smarter than Nephew Tommy. If you think you're smarter than me, Nephew Tommy, and you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. I was a genius today.
I'm back on Team Tommy. Look at that. Look, I'm back.
He's a winner, baby. We love you, Tommy. I know, right? All right, coming up next, the genius is in the building with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow, Tommy, I got to give it up. I know. I got to give it up to you. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
I don't know.
Are you? I don't know.
Somebody, please.
Anaya lost. Oh. I was pulling for her, too. Thing.
Happy
yeah,
deal.
Tommy, wait, you did right? well. What?
She didn't know a thing.
Yeah. He didn't. She did, Jay. She
y'all, hit it. Y'all came with sports and entertainment. You think I ain't going to know
yeah.
that?
Yeah, you know all that.
Oh, man. Yeah. But, I mean, you got the, what was the ophthalmology question right, too,
I can't believe he got
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's because it was in a rap song back in the day.
What song?
Ophthalmology, eternal medicine, and plastic surgery. I knew all that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, but you did well.
Right. Wow. Roxanne.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Man, you cleaned up today.
Uh-huh. You did well.
Why y'all so disappointed, though?
No, I'm not.
I'm celebrating your victory.
No, it's not that, Tommy. We're in disbelief and shock. That's all.
Yeah, but y'all,
know the difference with your smart self, okay? Know the difference. We're all in
y'all
shock.
Y'all ain't invited to the after party because y'all just too down.
No, we're happy for you. You did great, Nephew. You did.
You did good
if you want to... If you want to go up against Nephew Tommy and Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, please go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register and play. $1 million of Steve's money is at stake, okay? $1 million.
All right, let's get to it.
Let's get it.
Some people have dumb kids, and we have to just express that. Some people do. And when it comes time for pranking, this is it. Your baby going back to pre-K.
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Miss Thomas, please.
This is Miss Thomas. Who is it?
My name is Mr. Stapleton. I'm actually the principal over at elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my records indicating that your son, Thomas, is going to be starting his first grade.
Mm-hmm. He's ready. My baby's ready.
Right. Listen, Miss Thomas, I've been going through actually all of the children's records that will be starting school, and I'm looking at your son's grades.
Mm-hmm.
From his kindergarten year.
Mm-hmm. And he did good. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, there's been a few. I actually spoke with the teacher who he was under in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he just really wasn't up to par as the rest of the children.
Mm-mm. Now, his conduct. Now, he talks, but he gets his work. So what else is she saying on that ain't right?
Well, what it seems to be, ma'am, is that his grades weren't up to par as the rest of the other children. She did tell me he was a disobedient child.
No, he's disobedient and talking two different things. Come on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, listen, what we've decided here is we're going to let little actually do another year of kindergarten.
Oh, no, y'all ain't going to let him do another year of kindergarten. No, sir.
Ma'am, that's the only choice
I'm
I have
sorry.
After
you
looking.
No, we got our letter in the mail. With our report card the week after school started, and it said on the back, promoted. And if I got to get up off this couch and go get it, I'm going to be pissed off. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be in the first grade. Kindergarten wasn't that hard. I'm not sure what they told you about him, but it must be the wrong.
Well, ma'am, from my understanding, he doesn't color as well as the rest of the kids. He's all
color.
Out of the lines when he colors. He doesn't know his numbers completely. And that's kind of what we need when you first come into the first grade.
No, what I can show you on this paper, he did satisfactory all the way through. Now, you about to me off, and I'm already sick calling me with some about my son flunking kindergarten. He ain't that kind of
He
dumb.
Does
you
not must... color well, ma'am.
Listen, coloring ain't got nothing to do with the daggum kindergarten. He is going to the first grade, and I'll be down there on August 24th.
I will not be able to allow you
I'm
to get
sorry.
In the school
I'm
on
sorry.
August
24th. I'm sorry, mister. I'm sorry. And let me go in and get my pencil and pen, because I don't live that far from this school. And if y'all already down there causing some conflict, I need to get up and go down there, because I'm not telling my baby when he come home today that he ain't going to the daggum first
ma'am,
grade.
Ma'am, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to refuse education
Listen,
from him on
I'm
August
sorry.
24th.
You know what? I just went back and put him in public school. I know that was a mistake in the first place. Fooling with y'all talking about some coloring. Give me your name again, sir.
Stapleton, ma'am.
And what's that number down there?
The number here is actually area code.
Wait a minute. I got the number. Never mind. I pulled up this report card. I got the number and your name on the back of this paper. I tell you what, August 24th, we'll be coming in there going to school, and I might make a trip around there this evening when I come from the doctor.
Ma'am,
to make sure that
the
you
bottom
show
line,
the right
ma'am,
stuff.
Is I'm not
I don't
going
to hear that. Coloring ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
But it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Only coloring. His arithmetic is
I'm
bad.
Sorry. No,
Are you working with him at home?
No,
are you doing anything as a parent?
I work with my son at home every day. What you trying to say? I'm an incompetent parent?
I'm just asking, as a parent, are you working with your child?
Yes, I'm working with my child every day. He can read better than you, probably.
No, he can't read better. I'm
oh,
the
yes,
principal.
He can't read better than you because obviously you read that wrong on that paper that he's supposed to be going back to kindergarten when I know the paper said from his going to the first grade, and I'm not listening to no more of this about him going backwards. Now, if you got a problem with your paperwork, maybe you need to go talk to your secretary or somebody in there that wrote my baby name down.
Your name, your son's name, Thomas, ma'am.
I know it ain't him, baby. I know it ain't him. You're not going to sit up and tell me my son is fucking kindergarten. He is not going back to that kindergarten.
Don't bring your son down here August
Listen,
the 24th.
Bring,
Do you hear me?
Down. I tell you what, be ready to whip me and my husband. But we will be down there August the 4th, backpack, shoes, uniform, everything. You hear me?
I will not be able to allow him an education.
Are you down there right now? I will come down there right now and make that correction on that paper for you.
Can you bring your
baby is not going back to no kindergarten for no coloring.
Can you bring him down here and let him color for me so I can...
You talking about coloring, arithmetic, and all that stuff? No, No, I'm sorry. We will be down there August the 24th. I will have this report card in my hand that says you have been promoted to the first grade, and he's gonna have a smile on his face, and so are you.
I got one more thing I need to tell
what?
You. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing yet. You better say something that sounds like the first grade, because I'm not playing. I would go down to this daggum administrative office, and I had fire because my son will be in that first grade.
Who are you raising your voice at? Who are you raising your voice
I'm
at?
I'm talking to you. You're talking crazy to me. I'm talking crazy to you.
What?
I'm a grown woman. I don't need to be explaining to you why I'm trying to defend
my son. Did you graduate?
Honey, I am a college degree person. I have a great job. My husband and I do well for ourselves and for our children, and that's why we know.
You're not even at work right now, man.
Listen, I'm sick, fool. I told you that when you called here. Waiting on the doctor to call me now. I'm probably missing my phone call.
Can you color? Because your son can't color.
Can I color? What kind of question is that to ask me, can I color? What are you, white or black? You asking me something. You asking me, am I colored?
No, I ask you, can you color? Like,
no,
your son
I
can't...
I hear some racist lines in there, can you color? No, my coloring and me being colored ain't got nothing to do with none of this. Is this a race thing?
No,
that you trying to make sure you send him back?
No, I'm not trying to send him back. I want to send him back to color, to get his coloring together.
I tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And if you are the head person down there now, you are incompetent and you are an illiterate. Call me and tell me that my son has to go back to the first grade.
I got one more thing.
You
know what?
Me mixed up. I tell you what, I'm through with this conversation.
I'm through with this. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to be out of here. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Felicia.
I'm going to beat Felicia's I am going to beat her motherfucker. You about to get towed out the frame. I mean, I'm writing numbers and everything.
thing down. I'm recording everything. I'm going to beat her because she know I don't play when it comes to my kids. Okay, that's all right.
All right, babe. One more question now. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Give me some.
The king of pranks.
Way too much, man.
You are the king.
Come on now.
Folks,
you don't know what it's
to go
like
back to
be.
School, Tommy. You play too much.
Oh, man. Y'all don't know what it's like to be brilliant one part of the show and then ignatrocity on the next one. You see what I'm saying? it's a lot going on in here. That's what you're finna get, Birmingham. The Stardome. Here I come. Oh, stupid as I'm not white.
All right, well, listen, so is the strawberry letter. That's on the way, too. Subject, my man is acting
like
brand new.
Again. I like that.
Strawberry letter's on the way. My man is acting brand new right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We're giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1
million. $1 million.
Somebody. No. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Well, are you? Who? It? Come on. Smart people, where are you?
What I've been telling y'all?
Making me nervous
what?
Now.
What have you been telling us?
Call Yale, Harvard, Yale. Morehouse. Spelman, FAMU, Bethune, Prairie View.
All colleges you did not get invited
and
to.
Call professors there and tell them to call in. Let's go.
You not
come
scared.
On, Cleta. Come on, Cleta.
That's what I was waiting
I'm
for.
Right.
All you have to do is go to SteveHarvey.com at SteveHarveyFM.com, SteveHarveyFM.com to register to play. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? And I know you are. You just haven't
got
registered yet. You just haven't registered yet. Register today.
Shirley, I'm sick of this.
Man, I know.
This don't make sense.
I don't know
he won today. Oh, he
this
won
today.
This
don't make no sense right here.
No.
And
no,
won well, okay. Fair no, and square. He
I
won.
Won't be nuts for you.
All right, it
only
is time
Shirley
now.
Where came from.
From Fatal Attraction.
No, Shirley, you really
remember.
For real?
I can't remember right now.
Tell
you're smarter than me right now. Yeah. I can't remember. All right, now it's time for today's strawberry letter. I can't remember. It'll come to me, I guess.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Oh,
and if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, all right? Come
all
on,
right,
smart,
let's go. Let's buckle
pants.
Up and hold on tight. Here it is, strawberry letter.
Subject, my man is acting brand new. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are in our 50s and all of our grown kids are finally out of the house. We had a great, normal, married life until recently when my husband became $100,000 richer. He ended up being the beneficiary of a late family member's life insurance policy, so he recently got a $100,000 check. At first, he tried to hide it from me, but his behavior changed, and I started calling him out on it. So he told me about the money. I was hoping he would just offer me a nice chunk of the money so I can take care of some health issues that I've been putting off because I couldn't afford them. I really need surgery for my glaucoma, and he knows it. When I asked him if he would pay the $2,000 copay for my surgery, he told me he'd think about it and get back to me. That was 2 weeks ago. He then told me that there are things he needs to do with the money, like get a sports car and renovate the house and then save the rest. I'm so hurt. I can't believe the way he's changed up on me. He's brand new now, with new clothes and a new attitude. He even talks more proper now. I'm sure he's going to foolishly spend all of the money by showing off for his friends and family, and I don't want to be with him anymore. He makes me sick. Should I stay with him after the way he's treated me? Please advise. Well, I'm certainly mad at him, and you should be too. And my first thought, honestly, was you would be a fool to stay with him. But I'll say it the same thing I'll say this way, okay? Your husband really has left you, okay? This is not the man you married. He got this money. He's treating you like boo-boo right now. He tried to hide it from you. He hasn't offered you a dime, not even the $2,000 copay. Just $2,000 out of $100,000. Come on. You need surgery for your glaucoma. I think this is just wrong. It's just selfish on his part. I'm repeating this so you can hear it aloud and make your decision based on hearing again how badly your husband is treating you. He's mean. He's arrogant. He's disrespectful right now since this new money. He has no place for you in his life, it seems, with his stingy, cheap self. Come on.
But he's proper.
Yeah, but he's so proper now. Who is this man you're still married to? Yeah. And why are you still there? You deserve so much better to be treated. I mean, a good man would share the money with you and, of course, put some, you know, aside and put some up and say, buying a sports car and fixing up the house and buying new clothes and stuff like that. Come on. When he's done spending this money, and he's doing it frivolously, he's spending all over the place, you know that, and the money runs out, he's going to come crawling back to you. But the question is, will you be there? That is the question. You need to make this decision whether you should stay with him or leave. I think you should leave. I really do. This is crazy, and I hate to tell people that, but he's acting ugly and stank, and you don't need to be a part of that. Jay?
Shirley, you know, you're absolutely right. He should definitely give her, $2,000 to take care of her glaucoma?
Yeah, she has glaucoma. It's only $2,000.
Yeah, he needs to do that. And then that way she can see him leaving.
See.
I knew it was happening.
Oh, right, I knew it was coming.
Right now she can't see him leaving. So he can be balling, boy. Now let me tell you something. That $100,000 ain't gonna go far. You're gonna run out real quick. But until it do, she can see him leaving. That's all I got to say.
So help. Wow. You want him to help her with the surgery, with the copay, the $2,000. Fix her eyes.
So she can see him leaving.
He's going to be back so quickly. Come on, Junior. What you got?
No, I'm just saying, you're in your 50s. You had glaucoma all that time. Mm-hmm. He got this check. And you're going to continue to have glaucoma.
Wow.
So I suggest you prepare to start walking along walls. Get you a cane.
What?
Yeah.
Along walls?
Yeah. Start getting ready. Feel your way around that house because you're not finna get this glaucoma. Mm-hmm. It's not finna get fixed. He done already told you. You had it this long. Now you don't need to see this chick. I'm getting
that's
the car.
Crazy.
No, that's what he finna do, Sean. He's not finna help her.
I know.
He's not going to help her.
That's why I say she should be out of there.
No, he's not going to help her. So either you need to just get prepared for yourself for safety purposes. Start getting your hands out. Get that cane out. Make sure you don't fall, trip. Feel for stuff on the floor. Take your time is what you need to start doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is really sad. I mean, it's really sad because I believe that's what's going to happen or what is happening. What is happening? Yeah.
It is.
It's $100K. He's spending money like crazy, and he's out of there. That it's a shame because they've been married a long time. They're in their 50s and everything. It's a shame, but that's the deal, you know.
She didn't see this coming.
No, she didn't. She didn't. All right, listen. We'll have part two. We got to hear from the nephew. We'll have part two of everybody's responses coming up at 23 after the hour. My man is acting brand new. Is the subject.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are in the middle of this strawberry letter. The subject, my man is acting brand new. This was written by a woman in her 50s. She's married to a man also in his 50s. All their kids are grown. They're empty nesters now. She said they had a great normal married life until her husband got an insurance policy that was left by a family member, insurance policy worth $100,000. She said at first he tried to hide it from her, and then his behavior changed. She started calling him out on it, so he finally told her about the money. And she said she was hoping that he would just, you know, offer her a nice little chunk of change since he got, you know, the money, but he didn't. She wanted to take care of her glaucoma. She has some health issues, and she needs some surgery. So there's a $2,000 copay for the surgery. He wouldn't even give her the money for that. So he told her he'd think about it and that he would get back to her. So that's been 2 weeks ago. He also told her there were some things he needed to do with the money, like buy a new sports car and fix up the house, and then he was going to save the rest. She said she's really hurt. Her feelings are hurt. She can't believe the way he's treating her, the way he's changed up on her, and she doesn't like him, and she doesn't want to be with him anymore. She says he makes her sick, and she's asking, should she stay with him after the way he's treated her? And I told her she'd be a fool to stay with him, you know, because of the way he's treating her, obviously. This man, you know, he's stingy. He's just selfish. He's being disrespectful. You know, why wouldn't you share? You're married. You're one, you know, in the eyes of God. Jay said that he should help her with the surgery, the $2,000 she needs, so she can see him leaving her. Junior says that she's going to, you know, not be able to see because he won't help her.
He's not.
And we haven't heard from the nephew. Nephew, what say you?
No, this ain't nephew this time. This Thomas. Let's do Thomas today. Can I do that?
Yeah, whatever. Do you?
No, it's two different people, Shirley. You got to know that.
Oh, it's just two? Okay.
What? Today.
That's news.
Don't start, Carla. I hear you in the background.
I didn't say a word. Go on with Thomas.
This is a prime example of a fool and his money. That's what this is. This is a prime example. Here's the problem that bothers me. It seems like when everybody, when you get some money that comes from where you inherited it or you won a lottery, I don't know what it is, but they run through this money so fast. This money will be gone in 8 months. This man gonna blow all this money. So we get the sports car.
Yep.
We gonna get to whatever we doing. We probably building a man cave in the house. We doing is something for him. Am I right or wrong?
Selfish. So, yeah.
But a house that's gonna be about what's a sports car, y'all? 35, 40,000 maybe.
35, 40. Well,
depends
40.
On what he buys.
Which one he wants?
Say 50. Say 50.
And if half.
That's half. They go ahead.
Now we
Ferrari or nothing, huh?
Now we finna add on something to the house. We finna add on something to the house. What's that? You finna build something?
Wow.
At least 25, 30, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So now we say we're gonna save the rest. That's 20. Do you know how fast we finna go through this 20?
Wait a minute. He ain't put young girl money in there yet. He ain't yet.
Oh my God.
That's why I said, go ahead, get ready.
I say
you need to lead this man.
Absolutely.
I don't know how long y'all been together. Y'all got kids, they grown and gone. But this is the probably this is the first time you have realized this man don't really love you.
No, he doesn't.
Now
he
you
does
see
not.
It. You
finally
say? See
it, and money breaks it. Money breaks the deal. Or brought it out.
Absolutely.
So, I really truly believe you need to lead this man. You need to keep it moving. I mean, now, we do have to get this eye fixed now. We do have to get this done. Because you ain't going to be able to see nobody else. You're going to have to get a way to get that done.
But he's got $100,000. He won't even give her $2,000 copay for surgery for her health?
No.
That's
it's time
crazy.
To leave.
Yeah,
it's time to
like
leave.
I said, you'd be a fool to stay there. You really would.
You know what man argument is now, Shirley?
What?
What you want to see for now?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, we've been together this long. You ain't been seeing.
Oh, now you want to see.
Oh, now you want to see.
Man, that's ignorant. That's ignorant.
Lead this man.
Yeah.
Today.
You got to.
She got to lead.
She's got to be out of there because he cares nothing for her. He didn't even want to tell her about the money. How selfish.
I would go in the account and get my $2,000 and go and get my eye fixed.
So,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That money ain't in that account.
Not
that one.
No.
Well, whatever we got in the one we got together, my eye gonna be fixed.
Well, don't worry because, exactly. He's gonna spend it all and he's gonna come crawling back to her, and then you know she'll have the upper hand. Yeah. She can say no.
It's at a whole.
Where do you
bank.
Think he got this money at?
At a whole nother bank.
Well, Oh. Yeah, or he probably cashed out and is riding around with the cash.
No, that's stupid. That's even more stupid.
He's looking at all his money.
Right.
I need to see.
He's just out here paying in cash for everything.
Yeah, he'll be back because that money's going to be gone so fast.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That was a good answer, Thomas. I'm surprised.
And we just got a tweet, too, from my TP Rich. Tara, she's listening. She said, speak, Thomas.
You know, but if you don't work for your money, you just run through it.
You don't respect it, yeah.
You don't respect it at all.
That's fine. You have to respect it. You have to respect it. Yeah.
Very simple.
All right, well, there you go, guys. We have to go. We got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. My man is acting brand new at steveharvey.com or my girl Shirley. Entertainment news, quickly, I'm going to tell you this. Porn star Stormy Daniels is back on the market. Her husband has filed for divorce.
Get out of here.
Yeah, her husband.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Hands that care?
Yeah, he alleges that she's cheating on him.
What?
You think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
What, he just saw the first one?
Anyway. That's sad.
I know that ain't her.
I'm not surprised, but yeah. I'm not sad.
With Trump, sure. Yeah.
No. That's what everybody thought, though. No. Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, or coming up next, we're going to talk about Barbecue Becky and Permit Patty and Coupon Carl, all these people. All right, we're going to talk about that at about 41 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, we talk about this a lot off the air, you know, about what's going on in this country with the racism and everything. Remember back in the spring, black men sitting in Starbucks in Philly. Remember how that went down. Then Barbecue Becky calling the cops on black people barbecuing in the park. Permit Patty tripped out and called the cops on a little black girl selling water without a permit. Coupon Carl at the CVS in Chicago called the cops on a lady that had a coupon. He didn't even check out to see if it was valid or anything. Uh-huh. And it seems to go on and on about white people who've reported black people for mowing their lawn, for playing golf, for staying at an Airbnb or napping on a couch in a college dorm. Remember that one. So what is going on with
like
all this?
Like a movement has started. That's
Yeah. I mean, racism has always been around, but it's like it is really rearing its ugly head now. And a lot of people are blaming it on our current administration because they're saying,
the president.
Yeah, President Trump is empowering these people to make them feel like it's okay to just, you know, start harassing and just saying whatever they want to say to us and just harassing us and calling the police. Yeah, it starts at the top, from the head down, you know. It's just crazy what's going on right now.
It's like they seem meaner now. Or they've probably already been mean, but they just more vocal about it now. They just say anything to
you, just say anything.
Right, let's just say it's not all white people.
No, it's definitely not all white people.
No, we're not saying that at all, but there's a group that, or these people that are just really, really showing their racism, you know? It's just hatred. I mean,
instead of make America great, he's made America hate. He really has made America hate. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's like they won't even move out of the way when you say excuse me. It's like they don't hear excuse me.
It's tense. It's tense in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all have experienced it, but it gets tense.
Yeah. Well, and then what's happening too, it's like what we said with Permit Patty and Coupon Carl and Barbecue Becky and calling the cops on little girls selling a water bottle at a game. It's like some of these people are singling out black people just for being black.
As if we don't have a right.
Just blacks, Hispanics, and you know, anybody
Asians.
That's not from Asians. Yes, Africans.
There was a lady at a community pool in her neighborhood.
Yeah,
and she went to the pool and someone called the police on her, saying she doesn't live in this neighborhood, she shouldn't be at this pool. And then, of course, she pulls out her ID and she lives in the neighborhood. it's just crazy. It just keeps going on and on.
Yeah, I saw that story too.
So, yeah, there's a professor. His name is Professor Yancey from Emory University in Atlanta. He said in an article, this is in USA Today, now footage captured on smartphones and spread instantly on social media is shining the spotlight on how black people are singled out simply because, like we were saying, I think you brought it up, Carla, because we are black, simply because they are black. So it's just, it seems like it's getting crazier and crazier. Protesters in Oakland, you guys hear about this story. This was crazy. They're demanding justice now following the fatal stabbing of Nia Wilson, who was just 18 years old. This was in Oakland. Like I said, the BART train station police are not ruling out that the slaying was racially motivated because Nia Wilson was black and the alleged killer is white. She was just 18 years old. They were saying she was ambushed and stabbed. Plus protesters in Florida. Now, this is another one. They're questioning the Stand Your Ground law yet again after a man was gunned down over a parking space. Just over and over again. You saw this one. Yeah, I saw this too. This is crazy. Yeah.
It seemed like they were going to the store, the man and his girlfriend and the children. They were going to the store. Mm-hmm. They pulled up into a handicapped parking space. A white guy got out, and the husband or the man, he went into the store with his 5-year-old son, and they asked him, this white guy approached her in the car. She's in the car with the other children. Why was she parked in this handicapped parking space?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then the man, who are you to patrol that? But anyway, then the boyfriend or baby daddy, he comes out to protect his girlfriend. What are you doing up at the car? She doesn't know who this man is, and he pushes him down. This man pulls out a gun and shoots this man and kills him.
Kills him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
no charges because
of
stand your ground.
He said he felt his life was threatened.
This guy doesn't have a weapon.
He was protecting his family.
Which is a natural instinct. Which is a natural instinct, from a man to do. Protect your
family. This is not going to stop until
he was walking away when he got shot, too. He was walking away.
He was kind of, backing up a little bit. And now this man was killed in front of his son, this 5-year-old little boy.
Yeah, and that's what the woman said. She said he was, my son saw it happen. He went down, and then he was gone.
Yeah. That's
It's like, this is terrible times that we're in right now, man. Yeah. It really is.
The racism that is going on.
Yeah, but we got to change some laws, too, y'all. That's the key. That's the key. It's getting laws changed. That's got to change in Florida.
We have to vote for those lawmakers who can make those changes, We have to vote. We still have to. It still goes back to voting.
Yeah. You have to vote on the local level. We keep saying this. You cannot wait every 4 years to vote. If you want laws to change in your state locally, you have to get out and vote for the sheriff. For your congressman, your state representative,
the judges,
all of these.
All of
the judges. You have to get out and vote.
All of that, right?
It's very important,
Do not ignore these local elections.
Nope.
So you can try to make a change. This is unbelievable.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to keep the show moving. Coming up at the top of the hour, J. Anthony Brown is here. He wants you to know. He wants to know, who are you mad at, okay? And why?
You upset up. Yeah.
877.
We just talked about it.
29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. Call us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're taking your phone calls for who you mad at and why. Get it off your chest right here, 877-29-STEVE. But before we get to the phones, Carla, they're tweeting, huh? What are they saying? What are the people saying?
Yeah, the last break we were talking about what's going on, racism in the country. We talked about the Stand Your Ground protests that are going on in Florida with the shooting and killing of a black man over a parking spot. Also, what's going on in Oakland protests and killing of the 18-year-old young lady, Nia Wilson. So folks are tweeting. They want to get in on the conversation. So hit us up on all social media at Steve Harvey FM, you know, Lori Weaver, she tweeted, not only was a Florida man murdered unnecessary, they're saying that this store owner said that this man who killed the guy is known for harassing others. And, you know, this just did not have to happen. And her hashtag from Lori Weaver is "We have to vote." Frank the Barber, you know, out of Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Tweeted. Yeah. Good morning, Frank. He didn't have to kill him. He didn't have to shoot him over this parking space. He could have called the cops. So you guys go ahead.
This parking space, this has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Who are you?
That's probably why he bought a gun. He was looking for trouble, you know?
Yeah. But see, that goes back to stand your ground, Jay, where you allowed to put this gun on your hip, and then you think you are the police, that you're supposed to be policing everything.
You're waiting for something to happen so you could kill somebody. You're absolutely right.
And then
say you defended yourself.
Nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I felt my life was threatened.
So
you initiated the problem. You started it.
Yeah, you did.
And he was backing up, too. The guy was backing up.
So comment the tweets and all the posts on social media, Facebook, Steve Harvey FM, all social media. Okay, sure.
Okay. All right, before we get to these phone calls, Jay, go ahead. Put it out there.
It's going down tonight, baby. Jay Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. Your boy will be there. Taco Tuesday, where they are biblical. Biblical.
What does that mean, Jay? Really?
They might not come when you want them, but they're always right on time.
Late tacos.
You ever thought about it? You ever thought about enchilada Wednesday? I mean,
hey, I like that. I like that, Tommy.
You won't get it till Saturday.
Don't be putting it out there. Tommy, tell me.
Quietly. So, Jay, it's just say my birthday's Saturday. Just say I wanted to have a party and wanted to have some tacos. When is the best time for me to put that order in for Saturday
You want tacos for Saturday.
Saturday.
February.
No. It's salsa Saturday.
Salsa Saturday. I'm sorry. But you should have ordered your tacos last week. I don't know you're waiting on.
I'm too late.
There's no way we can get them now. No way.
All I can say is when you do get them, whenever you get them, they are so delicious.
That's the plan. We make you wait, and then by the time you get it, it's the best taco in the world because you wait so long.
Ooh, Smart marketing, Jay. Smart marketing.
That's marketing, baby. Marketing.
Quesadilla Friday.
I like it, man.
All right, let's get to these phone calls. If you're mad at someone, call us up and tell us, you know, who it is and why. Just get it off your chest. Let's go to line 9 and talk to Shirley.
What's up, Shirley?
Line 9.
Hello?
Hey, Shirley, who are you mad at?
My supervisor.
About what?
I confided in her about something very personal. And she went back in the office and told a female who he is a busybody. And the girl told everybody in the organization.
What was it you told her?
I told her something very personal.
Didn't you hear her?
We ain't gonna tell nobody. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
We want to know what it is.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah, we have millions of listeners.
Because we might be over. We might not be really good people.
Just as you and us talking, what was it?
No, it's very personal. It was between me and her.
No.
And when I asked her, why did she do that? She asked me, who else did I tell? Her?
So she can't keep a secret, huh?
No.
What was it? I mean, you kind of leaving a whole lot out of the story.
I had to tell you. I told you.
You need to call on Monday and confess.
She picked the wrong day.
You picked the wrong day. You mad and you ain't sharing nothing. We can't help you there.
All right, Shirley girl. All right, about that. Yeah.
Thank you, Shirley.
Yeah. Let's go to line 7 and talk to Dominique. It's a man, Tommy.
That's Jay. Come on, Jay.
Tommy, Dominique, what you mad at?
Man, I'm mad at my homeboy friend. But I let him come stay with me. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to finish school or whatever and get a job or whatever. He finished school and ain't never get a job. So I get him a job working with me. And when you get his first, you know, take care of your kids. You know what I'm saying? Catch up on your bills. Take care of your kids. He get a check. He take care of his kids. Get the next. He don't even come home. Don't give me no money. That's how he closes his leave.
But that might be him calling you now and saying he going to help out, man. I think that's him calling saying, hey, man, I'm going to do right, man. Take that call, man.
Why you got to put me on blast like that?
You got to put me on blast like that. I'm calling you now, dog. Hang up the phone.
Thanks, Dominique.
Thanks, Dominique.
Yeah. All right, let's go to line six. We're going to talk to Betty.
What up, Betty? How you doing?
Hey, Jay. Hey,
what you mad about?
Jay, I'm from Winston, South Carolina. I know that little country town
I
is,
know.
Right?
The very country.
Hurry,
what you mad
about?
Oh, hurry.
I am upset because my cousin tried to call me out on Facebook. I am a good person. I mean, I'm very professional. She called me out.
Hold on, Betty. Yeah, we want to hear this. Hold on. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of taking your phone calls for this question Jay thought of. Who are you mad at? And just why are you bitter? Why? 877-29-STEVE is the number.
Pays my bills.
To call us, bitter man. Before we left out, you were talking to Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah,
she left.
She's
so mad she left.
Yeah. Yeah, Betty was on line seven, Kat. Okay, line seven. Betty.
Hello? Yes.
Hey, Betty.
Yes.
Hey, Betty, what you mad at?
She was telling us the story.
As I was saying, my cousin from this little town called Winsboro tried to call me out yesterday on Facebook. Tried to cause drama between me and my loving sister. And, you know, Jay, I just want her to know what she needs to do with her time to find her baby daddy and stop, you know, trying to cause drama in other people's lives.
That's a pop. You went baby daddy on it. Deal with your baby daddy and stay out of my business, huh?
That's exactly right. Find your baby daddy. I think her baby daddy is probably her best friend's granddaddy, and she don't want nobody to know.
What?
This is mad down. And confession. We got two calls together.
Betty, let's get this straight, though. So her baby daddy is her best friend's granddaddy? Is that what you...
but she keeps it on hush hush. You know, I just said all my family members wanted to say, everybody wants to know who this grandfather is.
And the reason why they know that's her baby, Shirley, is the baby look 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Betty.
Betty, you got a reason to be mad.
Thank you, Betty.
Take it down.
Thank you, Betty.
Take it down.
Let's go to line eight and talk to Corey.
Hey, Corey, what's up?
Hey, I'm rich and I'm saved, and I just want to send a message to world leaders who are waging nuclear war, that is a case of stand your ground at a global level. And I hope that they should know who they are, that they are causing people at the ground level all the way up to the top to feel nothing but fear in their hearts, and they're waging war without even realizing there's a war going on before they push that button.
All righty.
Profound. I like that.
Profound.
Who you mad at?
You know we're going to go that deep, but okay.
Yeah.
You weren't expecting that, Jay?
No, I wasn't expecting that deep. I really wasn't.
Not right,
but we need that deep sometimes.
He's right.
Yeah.
We need that right.
Yeah, because we need those deep thinkers. Yes, yes, we do. Wow. Well, the question was, who are you mad at and why? Call us 877-29-STEVE. I can't get over Betty, though.
Yeah. Betty put it out there, didn't she?
She don't want nobody to know that that's her best friend's granddaddy. That's the baby daddy. Wow. The reason we know that's the baby daddy.
And you know the...
We're taking your calls. Yeah, at 877-29-STEAM. Who are you mad at and why? We want you to call up in here and get it off your chest, just like Betty did, just like Corey just did. Okay, Corey went deep on us, okay? And that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, just call us, 877-29-STEAM. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we've been taking your phone calls. Who are you upset with? Who are you bitter with? And why? What happened? You can vent right here at 877-29-STEAVE, 877-29-STEAVE. Let's go to line one and talk to, is it Lawrence?
Lawrence? What you mad at?
I'm mad at myself, sir.
What you do, man? Oh. What happened? What made you mad?
I'm mad at myself because I'm not where I'm supposed to be in life.
Well, how you gonna get from where you are to where you should be, sir? What's your plan?
Well, I've already started by stopped drinking, I work full time now for my father, so I'm getting closer to him. So it's just about upbringing myself. God helps those who help themselves.
He really do. Where would you like you to be? What's your 5-year plan?
Well, I have under a 5-year plan. In the next 2 years, I want to own my second own home, and I will hopefully be married with a wife this time.
Watch yourself on that one. I like a man with a plan.
Oh, Jay.
Watch yourself on the marriage now. Pull up
that
on
that. That ain't
bad. Bitter man. He can get married. Marriage
is good.
That could set you back on your 5-year right there. Right?
Don't listen to him, Lawrence. Don't listen to him.
Next time you call in, Jay, be different, won't it? I'm really mad at myself.
Don't get mad, Lawrence. Go on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hey, man, you think you mad now, boy?
Well, it's great. You've stopped drinking.
Yeah, it's good.
You decided to get out of your own way. Yeah, that's good, Lawrence.
It will get
better.
We're
pulling for you, man. That's good, too.
Yeah, much success to you.
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
In my father's house, there's many mansions. Isn't that in the Bible somewhere?
Yeah, it is. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. All right, line 3, Martina. Thank you, Lawrence. Martina.
Martina, what you mad at?
I'm mad at my significant other.
What did he do?
Well, he got himself fired yesterday.
We got all
what
these
happened,
damn
Martina?
Bills, and he getting his ass fired.
What happened?
I don't know. He just called me back, and he's like, come pick me up from work. I was like, why? Oh. He's like, I got fired. And we have four kids. And I have dedicated my hot 10 years to this man, and I'm at the point where I'm ready to let go.
What line of work is
Are y'all married?
No, sir.
Y'all have four children, though?
Yeah, we have four children.
Sound like you're leaving now. Are you backing out now? I know leaving when I hear it. I've been left enough time to know.
Man, Tina J is stupid.
What line of work is he in?
Where did he work, Martina?
Breaking up.
Yeah, she's getting out of the area.
She probably got so much stuff on top of the car that it had a signal not going.
As she backs out of the driveway.
She is backing out now.
With four babies in the car.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this.
All right, listen, thank you guys for calling. We're going to be back to close out the show with one more break. Right after this, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Before we get out of here, don't forget tomorrow at 7:20 a.m. Eastern Time, 6:20 a.m. Central, we will be playing once again, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Dun, dun,
one of our...
Dun.
Yeah, one of our loyal listeners and the nephew will each be given 60 seconds on the clock to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than nephew Tommy, you will win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the opportunity at the grand prize of $1 million of Steve Harvey's money. Yeah. But guess what? You can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? Please, somebody, please register. Please register.
It was a mess today.
Yeah, Tommy won big time today.
And me winning is not a mess. It's just a victory.
To me, it is.
No, it's a victory.
It's an anomaly or something. It's not supposed
all
to
of that.
Mm-hmm. And it's not as much fun.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah, we don't get to na-na-na-na-na. All right. All right, let's go. You guys have some closing remarks, I understand?
What we got, Jay?
Our closing remarks today are what we're mad at. This is what we did a segment earlier where we talked to the callers, and they called up and let us know what they was mad about.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we upset about. This is what we upset about.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm mad at the sandwich shops who make your sandwich, and you ask for olives.
Uh-huh.
And they grab a handful, a handful of olives, but only two drop out.
And that's how what makes it on the sandwich.
Yeah, only you got a handful. Just drop all them on there. That's what I'm mad about.
Wow.
Junior boy?
Yeah, you know who I'm mad at?
Junior.
You elbow hawkers on the plane. The whole armrest ain't yours. Why we got to be in a fight? And some of you are stronger than you look. I know you're 60. I know you're 60, but I know you got 20-year-old strength. It shouldn't be this hard. That's who I'm mad at.
Yeah. All right, nephew, what you got? Thanks, Junior.
You know who I'm mad at, Shirley?
Who?
The lady at the drive-thru that she feels like when you give me my fries, I can only have two ketchups with this. Two packets. Who is the ketchup police? Why can't you give me four or five of these ketchups for my fries? I don't get that. That bothers me.
If you give me 12, if I don't want them, I'll give you back what I don't want. Give them all to me.
No, you won't. You're going to keep them in your glove compartment in case you roll up and only get two.
We mad.
Wow.
You know what else I'm mad about?
What, Jay?
When I go in a restaurant, I know I got diabetes, but do I look like I should be called Sugar just because I got diabetes?
How you doing, Sugar?
I hate
you hate
people.
That?
Two for lunch,
you know I
sugar?
Got diabetes. Hey, Sugar.
You want me to fill up your coffee, Sugar?
Yeah. Don't call me Sugar.
That's funny, Jay.
All right, that'll be $69.95, Sugar. Mm-hmm. Pay at the register on your way out.
Yeah. Bye, Sugar. That's not my name.
I'll tell you who else I'm mad at.
Who?
Grubhub. If y'all could just deliver something.
What?
They don't deliver nothing. Grubhub.
What do you mean?
They don't. Yeah. Whatever you put an order in. You put the order in, it never shows up. They never have made it to my house yet.
What? So do they eat it on the way? Or
and then when you call to get your money back, they hang up. I have not got a refund yet. Just give me something.
All right, Grubhub. Check yourself. Yeah.
Man.
I heard they eat the food on the way. I have heard that. Everyone, not just Grubhub.
See, I didn't know that, Sherry.
I heard that.
Know. That explains it.
Here go
you
one,
have a reason to be mad, Junior.
You got one?
Let's go to the mother that brings the crying baby to church. Listen, you already know your baby crying throughout the whole service. When you going to pick your baby up and walk
that's
out?
Right.
When you going to do that? I done missed half the service because your baby is crying.
Yeah.
I understand it's the baby. I understand the baby gets sick.
You can't control the baby sometimes.
You ain't that much into the service.
That's what babies do, though. You know, that's
they cry,
why it
Tommy.
Doesn't normally
keep them
bother
home.
Me.
If they cry, keep them home.
You can walk them outside, though. That's what babies do, for sure. Right. I got kids, but take them outside.
Yeah. It's like my pastor said, well, when babies do what babies do, parents need to do what parents do.
Hello.
Take them outside.
That's good right there. Take them outside.
Yeah.
You ain't that much into the service. Put your hand down. Open your eyes and get this baby out of here. You hear this?
You can man more man than you are.
Man.
You ain't that deep into
you
the
ain't that,
get
you ain't playing that hard.
Get your baby.
Swaying side to side.
Get
your arm in the air.
Get your baby.
Get your baby.
Get your baby out of here with that.
Yeah.
I got one.
Y'all wrong for that. Y'all mean.
What you got, Jay?
All right. If you ever had sugar-free candy, it is the best. It's low on calories, sugar-free, just like it says.
Why
but there's no warning on there. There's no warning on there that says sugar-free candy will do something to you. It need to be on there, man. I'm telling you.
But
what
Jay,
what to you?
What it do, Jay?
Oh, you need to be alone when you eat a lot of sugar-free candy. Trust me on that.
Okay.
Oh, we'll take your word. Oh,
man.
You mad at the candy? You mad
but
at
Jay,
I'm mad.
All of his are diabetic-related, though. Have you noticed?
Yeah, noticed.
He's mad at sugar.
Yeah, he's I'm mad because he can't eat sugar.
And they call him sugar. That's what's wrong.
All right, sugar. We got to go, sugar.
Sugar.
We love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.